He is one of the guys who brought cocaine en masse into the United States in the early 70s. In fact, there's a line in the film, something about if you did cocaine between 1977 and 1984, there was a 70 or like an 80% chance or an 85% chance that it came from them, it originated with him. And I think what happened to him is he looked around and felt like he was gonna end up like everyone else. It was kind of like a cookie cutter life, you know, cookie cutter job, cookie cutter personality. I mean, just he was gonna be like everyone else. He looked around, sort of saw that, and listening to, you know, Bob Dylan at that time, you know, in the early and mid 60s, Dylan singing things like, you know, 20 years of school and they put you on the day shift, you know, that kind of stuff, and it really hit him hard. And after that, he had this, his own idea, you know, of his life, what it should be, and of freedom. I think he just became a pirate, really. I think he became a kind of a pirate, and he just didn't believe in it anymore. He didn't believe in the system. He didn't believe in politics. Didn't believe in any of it. Didn't believe in rules or bosses. You know, just wanted to do it. Wanted to go out there and live. Whenever you're playing a character who either existed or exists, it's a little deeper in terms of responsibility. I mean, you kind of owe them, you know. I felt a deep sense of responsibility for George, especially because he's, bless him, I mean, he's sitting in a prison cell right now in upstate New York without the possibility of parole or anything, without getting, you know, possibility of getting out until the year 2014, which will be like 72. So I felt a great sense of responsibility. At the same time, I didn't have a whole lot of time to spend with him, you know, because your sort of visits are kind of limited. So I only hung out with him a couple of days. I guess the greatest thing for me was there's a kind of a gradual process that happens, you know. I don't know how it happens, but it just sort of does. And then you feel that moment when it kind of everything sort of everything falls into place, and you feel the guy, you know, you feel that guy in you. Mirtha, it was fire, you know. I think he saw her as this beautiful wild horse, you know, that he wanted to be able to grab the reins on, but was sort of happy that he couldn't. You know, that he couldn't quite get her where he wanted her to be. So I think they were, it was a sort of, sadomasochistic relationship about, always about confrontation and hurt and fire, passion. I think they were, I think it's very, very passionate, dangerously passionate. I knew that Penelope was a good actress. I mean, obviously, I knew some of the stuff, and I knew what she was potentially capable of. But I was so deeply impressed by her as a human being, as an actress. I mean, she just came. She came incredibly prepared, but at the same time open to whatever the possibilities might be. You could throw her a curveball, you could do any, you know, you could try anything, and she was there with you. Great. She's great. She's really great. She's a great, great actress. She's a great girl. Real special. I think real special. He's asked to fly down to Medellin, to Colombia, and He's introduced to El Padrino, the boss, Pablo Escobar, and they get along really well. And like I said, George was the first gringo that was allowed in into that world. I was pleasantly surprised by Ted Demme. I knew the guy had his chops. I mean, I knew he knew what he was doing, and he was gonna, you know, and I knew he was committed, but I didn't really understand how deeply committed he was to this film and to George, the real George, and to the real Mirtha, and to tell their story, and unwavering drive. I mean, just he was there constantly, and it was like Patton, you know, forward. It was fantastic. Incredible bedside manner, one of the funniest humans I've ever known. He invents an atmosphere on the set that is so free, so fun. Rare, very rare. Special guy. I mean, I it's one of the greatest times I've ever had. Truly, one of the most insane, fun rides I've ever been on. And most of that is because of Ted Demme. I think he's great. I think he's a great director.